There is only one thing that you can control in your life. That's your thoughts. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable. It's just that simple. Join me for the next hour on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, where I hope to inspire you to make the conscious decision to be happy. For that is the exact place where you need to be to create your own magnificent reality. Let us begin now. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I am so glad you're here tonight because I have got a very, very special show planned for you. Tonight, it's all about fear be gone. That's right. Whether you listen to the news or not, the collective consciousness is dealing with massive fears. And I've got to tell you that this wave is rippling out everywhere and taking control. And it's understandable. Every day we are bombarded with messages of the debt ceiling, of economic doomsday, of unemployment, of wars, of terrorists, of natural disasters. Of course we're going to be fearful. But here's the thing. We need to move beyond that because the fear tends to paralyze us and we can't go forward. Right now, we are all stuck. So, with tonight's show, we are going to be talking directly to the angels through Melody Green, another wonderful talk show host on Law of Attraction Radio Network, who is with the Creative Soul Cafe, and she is an angel communicator. She's bringing a direct message to us on how we are going to be able to overcome and go forward beyond this fear. It is a very, very important show tonight. And after we talk to the angels and Melody, we are going to be doing a collective consciousness meditation and a lot of energy work collectively, as we work on our own abundance and prosperity, as well as the entire world's, because we need to go forward. And, you know, I think this is where all the fear and the anger and the misery is coming from, not knowing what tomorrow holds. And I want you to come back often to listen to this show, because every time you listen, you are lending your energy to the collective consciousness. And through you, we are going to be creating a giant wave of releasing the fear. And we're going to release the paralysis that is stopping everyone from going forward. You know, I believe that it is up to us. I don't think we have to accept the status quo. I think we are here to understand how powerful we are and that we are all the essence of God. We are all the essence of source energy. So therefore, we can create a better future. So tonight, I want you to stay with us, watch the video or listen to the show. Keep on coming back because tonight, your fear will be gone, right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Love can happen at any age. So what are you waiting for? Here's the chance to say to the universe, I'm worth it. I'm worth a 4-day cruise, and I'm worthy of finding true love. Or say to the universe, my existing relationship deserves a short vacation to spark up our love. Either way, you must take action to make your dreams come true. What better way than to be with like-minded people? Join us October 27th through the 31st on our Spiritual Singles Cruise, where we have a fabulous tapping workshop with Dr. Garland Landreth, an angel workshop, tantra workshop, and relationship workshops. Rates start off at $599 double occupancy, which includes workshops. So go to loaradionetwork.com and purchase your tickets today. We'll see you on board. Okay, we are back. Hey, I just want to mention a few things. I want you to go check out Alms Times Magazine. That's OMTIMES.com. It is a fabulous magazine, and today there is Allison Hayes, who is this rock diva. She's a phenomenal psychic, and she's being featured. It's really a great article. I want you to go check it out. And also, there is another great article about I Am Beautiful by Nia Peoples. I think that this is terrific, and it is a fabulous message. So go there, sign up, and get it delivered directly to your email box. It just can't get any easier than that. And it's really a quality magazine. So subscribe today. Then I want to talk to you about this cruise because it's turning out to be so fabulous. And it's just not about singles. It's about healing past relationships. So if you're single or attached or married, come on. Learn about the relationship to your true authentic self, and in that way, you can better enhance your relationship going forward. It's really, really a wonderful experience to find out all this information about us. So come aboard. I'd love to have you. And we only have to the end of August to sign up because then everything will be closed out. So come on and sign up during the month of August. Now, before we bring Melody Green out, I just want to remind everyone that this broadcast is being videoed. So if you'd like to watch it later, as a matter of fact, watch it a couple of times because the meditation is excellent and the messages from the angels is spectacular. But on top of that, you get to see some real angel photographs. So I urge you to tune in by going to loaradionetwork.com and go to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Now, it will not be on my host page for longer than a week, but you will be able to find it on YouTube through Law of Attraction Radio. So I am hoping that you'll find it and keep on listening to it. And as a matter of fact, send this to your friends and have them pass it on. Because if we could start a giant wave of fear be gone, we're all a much better, happier world. So with that, I want to introduce Melody Green, who is the talk show host of Creative Soul Cafe. She's fabulous. She's also a metaphysical expert. She is an angel communicator, and I am so thrilled that she's got a major message to us all directly from the angels. So let's get going. Welcome, Melody, to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm so glad that you're back.
Thank you. It's really lovely to be here, and all the angels are in the room here ready to start work with you. So, you know, they're ready to go, and we're ready to go. So that's really great.
Wonderful. Now, before we start, I want to ask you about that beautiful picture behind you. Can you give us some details on it?
Let me give you a better view.
It's beautiful.
This is an angel. This is when I first came into this unit, I painted this to express the energy and draw the angels in. And in the center, although you probably can't see it very well, there's what I call angel signatures. And so they're in on the painting here, they're in gold. If you look at them close up, they look something like this. And I'm just going to move that angel picture down so you can see me better. And these are the new things that they're asking me to bring in, you know, new energies. Mm. And it's partly it's to do with, you know, because the angels are not on, let me just make that flatter for you. Because the angels are not on the physical plane,
right.
It's very hard for people to understand that they're here. So we often need something to kind of connect us. And the angel signature does that. So this angel signature, this gorgeous one here, this one's called self-love.
So is there an angel called self-love, or is...
Yes, there's a lot. There's angels called everything. Every emotion, everything you can think of, there's an angel for, in a positive sense, right? And, you know, self-love is, there are actually lots of angels that come under this banner, but this is just one of the energies of that vibration, if you like, called self-love. And this is the thing that we need so much of at the moment. You know, we're not loving ourselves enough. And so, you know, this is a really good one. If you were having some issues, you could meditate on this. You could put this in your space and work with the energy. And you would be getting, you know, new ways of understanding what self-love is all about for you. So, and you notice that they kind of look sort of like flowers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm and that's also part of the angelic energy. They love coming through the signatures of flowers. So flower essence is a really good way of connecting with angels. Color and sound. These are the thing, the sort of modalities that the angels use a lot of.
Those are wonderful, wonderful. So they want to do signatures now. So that we can focus on them. It's kind of that's really neat. It reminds me of the feng shui symbols that we put up on our walls. That's something similar, but now it's with the angels.
Yeah, see, this is just yet another way of connecting. You know, our traditional understanding of angels looking like us with big wings, that's only one variation of the way that we can connect. You know, and we've become a lot more sophisticated in our graphics and our understanding of art than we were thousands of years ago. So, of course, we would, you know, it would change as well what we would use. And you know, so these are the latest variation, if you like. When I first started drawing with them, however, I used to do things like this. These were the first lot. These are similar to the ones we did on the Soul's Journey, if you remember.
Yeah.
Right? And this one here is Metatron.
Mm.
So you can kind of see he's, you know, big and complex and, you know, he's got some nous about him, you know, and a lot of energy, high energy. This one here is, who's this one? This is Sandolphin. That's his brother. The two on the Tree of Life. And this one here is Michael.
Wow.
As you can see, it's quite a different energy. You know, it's cooler than this one.
Yeah.
You see that? It's much warmer. And this cool energy is the mental, is the mind, is the sword, the energy of being able to make justice, you know, and it comes through in that. There's compassion in there, but it's like we are still going to make the decision, is what this sort of says, you know. So the energy is quite different there. And then we've got the lovely, this is Gabriel. And you can see it's softer, it's more warm, and there's a lot of compassion and communication in there, and, you know, that's Gabriel's energy. So, of course, she would, you know, have it look like that, you know? So it's about how the color comes through and supports their energy. And then here we have, this is Raphael.
Ooh.
And so we've got the healer here. You know, and the healer, it's the healer of the mind, it's the healer of the beliefs, because once we do that, we can then heal the body. We can't heal the body until we've done the healing on the mind. And so this reflects that cool and warm energy, you know. So, and this one here is Uriel. So, you know, that's just another variation and very different again. So these came through in 1997, so I've been with these guys for a long time. But the signatures are relatively new.
Well, let me ask you, Metatron is oval shape or kind of on the round side, and everybody else is a triangle. Why is that?
I don't know, except that, you know, he's the big guy, so maybe that's what it's about, you know. He's the sort of top of the tree, a bit like the CEO, right? So it might be that's energy, but that was how he wanted to come through, you know, and... When I first started drawing these, I remember being so unsure of, you know, what I was doing. Do I put it here? You know, I was asking all these questions all the time. Is this the right color? Does it go here? What do I do? You know, it was a very stressful situation. And now with the signatures, I just, you know, sit with the colors and go float, float, float. And it's done, you know. It takes hardly any time at all.
Wow.
And it's just, yep, that color goes there. So what this shows, if you like, is a transition from my sense of faith and trust in what I can do from the beginning to the end, you know, to where we are now.
And what is that signature called?
This one's called, this is one we all like, this is Prosperity.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And you can see it's like it's very full. It's got a lot in it. Do you know what I mean? And I was drawing it, and I always ask what it is after I've drawn, because the drawing part comes first. And they said, oh, we're prosperity angels. This is our, you know, energy.
Ooh.
And so you've got the sense of it bursting out. You know that there's more to sort of come through. And they all have these little hearts down here, you know, because everything comes from love in the angels' understanding, you know. So it's, yeah, they're lovely. And they're fun to draw. And I can do that for people in terms of their own angels, their guardian angels.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
So, yeah.
And before we go any farther, we need to let people know about Monday nights once a month. The first of the
yep.
month, you have messages from the angels in which you and the angels will deliver personal messages to people who call in.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is the next step that the angels asked me to do. And, you know, we've talked before about the fact that I'm doing Creative Soul Cafe because the angels insisted that this is the direction I needed to go in. And, of course, you know, they only tell you the next step on the journey. They don't give you the whole picture. And I'm sure that's because if we had the whole picture, we'd just go, oh, no. Right? I haven't got space or time to do that. So what they suggest is just one little step at a time. So when people are coming online, they need to ask the question, just one question that will help them move to the next place. Because, you know, we've talked about this before, people are getting very stuck, very
right.
in their fear, right? And we need to get them out of that space. And the angels are very, you know, eager to do so. But they, you know, what happens is that people will have them in their lives for something that's serious. Like, you know, we talked earlier about what was happening to you in your house, and I hope you'll share that story with the listeners. But in actual fact, they don't bother to ask for anything else. So the angels have to sit and wait, because they don't sort of push their way in and say, we're going to organize you. You know, that would go against all rules of the universe. So, you know, we have to ask. So if we're not asking, they're sitting around kind of going, ho-hum, better play some backgammon.
Yeah. But they really want us to ask. So let me tell you about the story that happened to me just a couple of days ago. I decided all of a sudden to go out and water the plants in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hot. And so I started watering. I was right next to the air conditioner, and all of a sudden I heard a pop. And I looked down, and there's smoke coming out of the air conditioner. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh! So I run, I turn it off. And thankfully, it didn't catch on fire or anything. So the next day, I had the repairman out, and he was telling me, wow, you caught this in the nick of time, because there it was burnt all the way through and ready to explode, and there would have been a major fire. Now, had I not been out there at that time and been in my home office, I would not have heard it. I would not have seen the smoke. So it's a fluke that I went out to even water the plants. So I am thrilled, because somehow, some way, I got a message that says, I think maybe it's time to go water those plants.
And that is definitely an example of your guardian angel. That's how your guardian angel works. So imagine that you're standing here and your guardian angel, of which you have four, but, you know, usually one that you kind of are with all the time. The other three are kind of backup, right? and so you've got four of them that you came in with when you came through into this life, and they are like standing out and around you. And so they would have been on the whole property watching everything going on, protecting your space. And they would have, you know, seen that something or that was going on and be going, prod, 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 come on, Jules, move. We want you out of the house, right? So that you would do that. Otherwise, you would have done your normal routine.
Exactly.
And when we get those prods, we must act on them. We must. They're the sort of things that you do when you decide, I'm not going the normal way on the route, you know, to and from work, for example, you go another one. What that's saying is, well, guess what? There was an accident three cars up and you would have been in it,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
we'll move you over here. So that sort of stuff is, you know, I get that kind of stuff all the time. I'm driving along going, oh, no, I have to go this way.
Wow.
You know? And sure enough, I've missed the accident, or it's been really slow and congested up there, and, you know, I've got through a quicker route. So it's about trusting that every moment that we are in the present, knowing the angels are present with us all the time. And this is a conversation that we can be having, you know. It's like you and I are having a conversation, but at the same time I've got the angels having conversations with me, and I don't think of it as anything other than a normal conversation. You know, people say to me, you live on your own, and I go, well, no, not really. Right? I live with all these other bodies, you just can't see them. I've got a full house.
Okay, well, so let's talk about what the angels want to give all of the listeners right now listening. Because this is my Fear Be Gone show.
Great.
So what is it that the angels will like to tell people right now about all of this collective consciousness fear that's going on? How can we move forward? What is their advice to us?
Okay. Well, the advice is to come back to yourself. Right, because what's happening is that's happening outside of you, and yes, it's the creation of our collective consciousness, all of that fear. And, you know, in all fairness and coming from a place of compassion, we have been going through an enormous shift in the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been on every level, you know, the GFC, the world, in terms of on practically every level, including the earth changes. So, you know, that's a lot of things for people to be dealing with, and it's brought up a lot of fear that's been locked in our system. And what we're seeing is the relationship between the fear that we have and what's being created outside. So those of us that are on the law of attraction journey, what we're seeing is proof of what happens when you think, right? You think negative, look what we get, you know? We think positive, we get something else. So we're getting proof of those laws and how they work. We're getting proof that there's a change coming and that we are part of that change and that we need to be more responsible about that. And then we need to know how to act. And what the angels are saying is you do the next step. And the next step is not looking outside. It's coming back to inside and going, I'm at peace. And I'm at peace because I'm safe and I am love. And the more we come into that space of love and safety, the more we will feel peace and the more we will create peace outside of us. And what happens in the space of peace, there's two emotions that come. There's joy that comes with that state of peace, and there is love that comes with that state of peace. And there's an alchemy that happens between those three emotions, and those three emotions create magnificent things for us. So, you know, one of the things that when we were talking about the soul's journey, for example, I talked about emotions in the Bhagwa and how they map to the different parts of the Bhagwa, remember? And I was really surprised because joy comes up under money and prosperity, which I kind of went, really? That didn't kind of make sense to me. But in actual fact, the more joyful you are, the more open you are to receiving, and therefore, of course, the more prosperity and money that will come in. So being in our space and being present and being in a space of love and safety, feeling safe, and creating a sense of joy will enable us then to create more what we want outside, and the fear will dissipate. And we can't do that in the collective consciousness. We have to come back in and create joy in our space, joy in ourselves, joy in our home, joy in our community, and work outwards. Do you know what I mean? Rather than try and go from there, and you get covered with all of the other stuff. And you've got to remember that energy is denser than joy, you know? So we are the little flames, and we're needing to make sure that our candle flame can actually open up and give the brightest light. And those of us that are on this path of being conscious in the way we create life, you know, there are less of us than there are of the kind that are still waiting for everything to be done for us outside and not taking responsibility. And we tend to be, it fit into the area of those that are givers rather than takers. And that giving means that, you know, we tend to just take all the stuff because we think we're doing better for the world when we actually need to stop. Go, no more, you know, let's get this space right first. You know, it's like putting foundations in. We don't build a great building with no foundations. Foundations have to be right first. So we have to be right. So it's about coming back to what is now, what is the present, what is the next step. No looking out and creating something great big dream out there and you're here, you know. And to give you an example, it's like a lot of people that are on the law of attraction pathway go, my big dream is to have seven figures in my business and be very successful, right? But if you're only earning $5,000 a month, right, $500,000 is not going to be easy to get to. But if you're in $5,000 a month and you go, okay, my next step is another $1,000 a month, that's something that's achievable and which you have the tools and resources already to create. And so you need to keep looking at what the step is here, even knowing that kind of out there, that's where you might be wanting to go, you're still working down here in where you are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing that comes about around joy is to recognize, and this is that stuff around gratitude as well, is to recognize that you can be joyful regardless of your circumstances, that joy is a state of being, not, you know, there because I've got this or I earned that or I got this accolade. It's here because it's here. No more. That's your state.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
So that's what the angels are saying. Like, come back. You know, you've done all your big ideas and things. Now come back and let's show you what you need to do every step of the way. And know that you have support, because we tend to think, well, we're doing this all on our own. And we're not. We're doing it with a massive amount of help from spirit. If we just put our hands up and go, hey, can I have some help, please? You know.
But that's my question. In what ways do they help us? I mean, can we send them out to go find somehow, some way, you're going to come up with the mortgage next month?
No, but what they can do is they're not going to go, here it is, right? But what they're going to do is they're going to instill through your inspiration and your intuition what is the next step for you. So, for example, you know, going back to what happened with you and your guardian angel, your step to get out of the house so you could recognize what was going on was water the plants. Now, you know, as you said, you would not normally do that then. You did it because that was the thing that you next needed to do in order to be where you needed work, you know, to see what's happening. So it's the same thing with, you know, paying your mortgage and everything. It's like, what do you need to do in order to show that you're in commitment to where you're going, you're taking responsibility? And, you know, it may be doing something you don't quite like doing at the moment. You've got to, you know, it's like, say, for example, you want to pay the mortgage, but you're working a business and you've got no money coming in, and so what's the next best thing? Well, the next best thing might be to look at some part-time work. You know, that is not letting go of your dream. That is supporting your dream by allowing you to have a space where you are emotionally more comfortable and less stressed and less fearful and making a step forward.
So the angels are going to be providing you with opportunities to get where you want to go.
That's right. And you have to see them as opportunities and not see them as you only have one path, because that's us looking very narrowly at what's happening in our life, and remembering that everything we do is holistic. So at every point, there are many choices for us to go. If we set for ourselves, this is the only way something will happen, we cut off all of those other opportunities that the angels are just going, hey, here it is. You know, so we have to be open to that. We have to go, okay, what is my next step now? And it might not appear to be the thing that we think we're going to. It might look like a backward step or a sideward step, but it's not. It's about maybe there you have the contacts which will help you jump frog the next two steps, right? Or maybe it will support you so that you feel better about yourself and you feel more loving and caring and joyful, and therefore you find something else completely different there. Maybe the thought, the place where you're going was actually not right, even though everything about it felt right, right?
You said with Raphael that he needs to start with the mental first and then go down to heal. So would it be fair to say that the angels, if we said, hey, I'm really fearful about this entire situation, are we looking to the angels to help reframe the way that we're thinking, or should we expect the angels to take away our fear? What is it that we should be looking?
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, the angels will tell you that we're angels as well, right? So we have the same capacity as them. They're just not in a physical form, that's all. So what they're actually asking us to do is to remember who we are. To remember that we are actually love, and we came here knowing that we were going to have those, you know, differences and difficulties and things that we needed to fix and help and clear through. That we actually came lovingly going, yep, I've got my hand up for that and I'm going to take it. And what happens is we come here and we go, I don't remember doing any of that, and I don't like it down here that way, and I'm not doing anything. And we do this, you know, we resist. Instead of going, okay, so look, one of the things that I do with the angels, this is the way I handle it. You know, we it's very nice to think we could start each day with an intention of how that day we would like that day to be. And, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. You know, we get too busy and things go on. You're halfway through the day and go, oh, gosh, forgot the intention, right. You know, and the day is already on. So I tend to do my intention building at night. And so the way I do it is this. I thank the angels for everything that I have received during the day, the challenges, the upsets, the whatever the thing is, right? And I say, even though I'm not sure that I know or understand what all of these challenges are, I accept them, and I know that when the time is right, I will have the answer for them. Either the answer to act on them or the answer to understand them. And until then, I'm quite happy to let it go. Now, what that does, it does two things. One is it enables us to not have the mind keep going round and round and round with the same problem. Two, it allows us to sleep better, right, which always gives us a better sense of what the world's going to be like the next day. And third, it allows us to be free to move on and make a new intention. And sometimes that intention can be very specific. You know, you might have a meeting that you'd like to go really well, or, you know, us doing the show, make sure all the technology works well for the day, right? Whatever the thing is. Or you might not have anything. And if you don't have anything, it's perfectly okay to go, I just would like the day to be joyful. Right? It's actually quite simple. And you know what? One of the things I've noticed is the days that I say, I just like to enjoy it, the people in it, the experiences, you know, that make it very simple intention, those days are fantastic.
Absolutely.
You know, and they are because I've taken all expectations off what's going to happen, and I'm just allowing it to unfold, and in the space of unfolding, I'm present. And that's actually the key to all of it. It's be present, know that you're loved, and know that everything is okay. Right? And it has to be a deep understanding of that knowing, not a surface one that is reflected according to, am I getting good things in my life or not? It's a very deep belief that you are okay regardless, you know?
So that's what everybody needs to strive for right now.
Yeah, that's right. And that means going in. That means, you know, if you meditate, that's a really good way. You know, if you do affirmations, if you do yoga, it doesn't matter what the thing is. We don't care. You know, for some people, it might be dancing yourself silly for 3 hours. It doesn't matter. But just to get into that space away from everything else that's going so that you can connect there and know that's who you are.
Okay.
When you know who you are, then the rest happens. And you'll deal with it, but you'll deal with it in a different way. You won't be as reactive. You will have more ideas about how to deal with it.
Okay, great.
And I think that's the thing. So that's their message. And, you know, and stop watching TV. Stop watching the news. Like, don't give yourself a hard time. I mean, if you're having trouble finding that space where you can trust, and it's actually about trusting yourself that you have the answer even though it's not showing, right? You don't want to watch terrible news because that will just make you feel worse.
I agree with that, except that now it's the people, the coworkers, the people, everybody is reacting to this fear. So whether you are watching TV or not, you are still being bombarded by fear just through the vibration of what's going on. So I think the message that the angels just gave is to just refocus and feel safe. Know that we're okay, that everything is going to be fine, one way or another.
Okay. Well, that's right. And we've had an accelerated sense of things going wrong and fearful. You know, we've got this 2012 thing looming over our head. And, you know, it's like everything is pointing to catastrophe, right? And we as earth angels, we love a bit of drama. We do. And that we're creating really good stuff here. You know, we're creating, we're using the alchemy of fear to create for us when, you know, if we use the alchemy of love, we have something quite different.
Very good point. Very good point.
Right?
And the fear is motivating us to create something better. So it's not all that negative. It's just pushing, and it's very uncomfortable push, by the way.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. And, you know, and I would not like our listeners to think that I've got it all together by any stretch, okay? I still have my things that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. So it's about just keeping going, though. You know, getting stuck is the worst thing because then, of course, the negative energy can come and kind of stick to you and you've got to break through in order to, you know, you're giving yourself more work.
Great.
Whereas you keep in motion, even if it's only a slow step, you know, it's enough to move you.
Fabulous. Okay. Now we are going to move on to our meditation. So I'm hoping that the angels are going to stay with us and really accelerate and help us and be there for every listener. They're personal angels.
Yes. Now, what actually happens when we do anything like this that is connected to promoting love and peace in the world and you know, a more high vibration is that the angels hold that energy for the time, and because they're in a timeless space, they can do that. So, you know, if we have a listener that comes on and it's 3 months from now, that energy will still be there. And they will plug in and their angels will just go, boom, okay, you've asked us to come in and help. We'll do it on that level. So, you know, these things that we're creating that are, you know, peace messages are actually eternal. And anyone at any time can come in and find the, you know, the right patterning or the vibration there to connect into. So that's the nice part of, you know, we're not alone ever. You know, that's the good bit.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Melody. This has been quite informative. I'm sure everybody loved it. And I want to remind everybody to tune in on Mondays and listen to Creative Soul Cafe coming to us from Australia. Sydney, right?
Yeah, yes, it's Sydney. And it's the first show of the month that is live. But I also have a blog where, you know, if people have got a question between now and that time and they would like an answer, they can actually write their question down and they'll get one through the Angels Inner Circle. And the address for that is http://angelsinnercircle.wordpress.com. So, you know, they can come online and the angels will come through in the writing.
Very good.
And they get their answer that way. So we're there to help. The angels are very clear that, you know, they want this connection happening now. And I dare say they're using, you know, all of us angel intuitives around the world to make that happen.
Okay. Well, we'll get the message out. Thank you so much, Melody.
That's lovely. Thanks. Nice to be here and blessings to everyone.
Thank you. And now it's time to ask the angels for help and do some energy work and a guided meditation for abundance, prosperity, and, of course, well-being. Now, if you're driving, you may want to pull over to listen to this, but it would probably be better if you wait till you get home to watch it on the video. That way you could use headphones and you'll have a more powerful effect that way. I would like to acknowledge that I received the angel photographs from angel-fine-art.com and thecenterofbeing.com, and I want to thank them. And to get in the mood to call the angels to us, I want to acknowledge that I'm using Anil, Be Still My Soul, and that can be found at www.apismusic.com. That's apismusic.com. And the meditation music that we are using is called Inspiration, created by Dr. Harry Henshaw, and it can be found at enhancedhealing.com. So let's begin. And I just want you to get really comfortable. Just relax and open up to call in the angels and to receive messages from your personal angels.
Be still, my soul, release.
want you to take a deep breath in and release. Take another deep breath in and fill up your heart and release. Take another deep breath in. Fill up your heart and release. Good. Now I want you to use your imagination and I want you to create the infinity sign, which is a figure eight. And I want you to start at the crown of your head and go through the front and cross over at the waist, going down to the feet. And then coming back up to the waist and up to the back and meeting the crown. And let this keep on moving down to your feet, up to your back, and touching the crown. Keep this in motion because this starts off the energy that is beginning to fill your entire body, and it's beginning to raise your vibration. Good. Take a deep breath and release. Keep visualizing the figure eight, the infinity symbol. Wonderful. Now I want you to bring to mind an issue that you are having right now that you want the angels' help with. Good. Bring it to mind. Now I want to go a step further, and I want you to feel this request. Feel the frustration or the anxiety accompanying this. When you're asking for help, I want you to be able to feel this so that you are actually awakening those neurons in the brain, so that the angels can help reframe the way you think and open you up to receiving new ideas and opportunities in which to resolve your issues. So bring them to mind now. Good. Wonderful. Excellent. And remember, every time you listen to this, you will again be able to access all of the energy of not just yourself, but everyone who is listening to this broadcast, either through the video or through the airwaves. Good. So we are energizing ourselves. We're bringing to mind that particular issue that is causing you distress, and you are allowing the angels to understand your emotions behind it. Good. Wonderful. Now, I want you to picture something in your mind that you absolutely love more than anything in the world. It could be your spouse. It could be your significant other. It could be your child. It could be your pet. It could be your car. It could be anything that brings you tremendous joy. And I want you to picture that in your mind. And I want you to feel those emotions just flood up and make you feel so happy. so beautiful. Let those emotions come up. Let them fill up your heart. Good. Now this is the place where you will be creating. So you have just acknowledged to your angels that you have something that you need their help with. And when you get into the place of feeling safe, secure, and pure love, that's where the angels are better able to send you messages. So feel that love, that passion, as we allow the angels. Feel the love that the angels have for you. Know that you are not alone. You are completely safe and secure, no matter what is going on around you. You are loved, you are appreciated, and you are safe. Now we are all connected, everyone that is listening, and as we are combining our energies right now, we are going forward and creating a new massive collective consciousness wave of love, of appreciation, of forgiveness. We're feeling this love as we send it out to our family, to our friends. Just picture them in your mind's eye. Picture all of these wonderful people filling up with love, feeling completely safe, secure. Releasing all of the fear that's in every single cell of our body. Releasing it, letting it go, and filling up every cell of our body with pure, wonderful love. Now you have a dream that you would love to see happen. I want you to bring to mind that dream. And I want you to fill that dream with all the love and compassion and passion that you can possibly bring up. So good, because you're feeling it as if it's already happened. You are telling the angels, please send me the opportunities to bring this to me. Only feel the end result. Feel it. Rejoice in it. Let it be sent out into the universe and let it come to be. So it is. Good. Now bring to mind another situation that you would like to see corrected. that you would like to ask the angels to jump in right now and help you with. Again, they are looking to bring you opportunities in which this correction can be accomplished. Open up your heart. Bring in the love. Feel the love of the angels. Now I want you to feel safe, secure, and know that you're not alone. The angels have just heard your asking, and they are more than willing to deliver. Great. Wonderful. Take another deep breath in. Wonderful. Take another deep breath and bring to mind one more time of a dream. Your dream that you would like to see happen in 2 years' time. Now, what would that dream be? Where would you like to be? Where would you like to live? Who do you want to be with? Envision this. What would you like to see in your checking account? You may dream. This is your divine right. Dream the outcome. Reach for the stars. Don't be afraid. It's okay. Because when you reach for the stars, you're actually asking the angels to bring you opportunities in which to get closer to that star. You know, yesterday there were 4,000 millionaires realized in the United States. And the day before that, there was another 4,000 millionaires created. During the Great Depression, more millionaires were created than ever before. This is not a time to despair. This is a time to create. This is the time to make your dreams come true. If we can just release the fear and know everything is working in the divine plan, that you are safe, that you are secure, no matter what happens around you, you are fine. Then, you will be creating from a place of well-being, from that vortex of happiness and joy. Good. Wonderful. And now it's time to know that your dreams will be realized, that you have the power to create and dream as much as you like. Today is the day that you take your power back, your power of creation. Your power, free from fear, your power of completely understanding what life is. Good. Wonderful. Well done. every day, in every way, you're getting better and better, and the angels are sending you messages of which, from this day forward, you will be able to understand, you'll be able to see, you'll be able to manifest through their assistance. They're here, they love you, and they are so proud of you. Feel so grateful and go to sleep tonight knowing that you are so safe, so secure, and the future is bright. It's yours. 1, 2, 3. And that's the end of the show tonight. I hope you've had a wonderful time. I know I have. And come back and listen to this often. All my love. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. As we close another show, it is my sincerest wish that you have a wonderful week ahead. Remember, through you the world changes to reflect your happiness. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please send me an email to Jules@loaradionetwork.com.